My guest at this time is Tennessee Representative Marsha Blackburn. She represents the Volunteer State's 7th Congressional District, and she is also Vice Chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. She joins me now to discuss her legislation to reverse Thursday's actions by the Federal Communications Commission involving internet regulation, and how those regulations would not only be harmful to consumers nationwide, but especially harmful to her state and neighboring North Carolina. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
You've come out pretty strongly on a number of fronts as a result of the FCC vote on Thursday to pass the proposal that only the commissioners had seen. Let's start with your overall thoughts on net neutrality getting the green light.
Well, what we have to realize is this is the day that the ObamaNet was born. And what you have is a situation where the internet is not broken. It does not need the FCC's help and assistance in order to be productive or profitable. And the result of this is the FCC will now reclassify broadband services from an information service to a telecommunications service. They will do this under a 1930s era law, the Telecommunications Act. They will thereby subject the internet to taxes, regulation, international considerations that are now put on our wireline phones. So this is a step backward. It is not a step forward. And it's a sad day when you see the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, coming in and preceding your internet service provider, your ISP, in the governance of the internet. Basically, what you're going to see is that they now, the FCC, will be able to assign priority and value to content because they will be in charge of controlling pricing and fees.
And so what will that mean? Do you have any idea how much folks' internet bills could go up?
I don't know. There are estimations, Public Progress and the Progressive Policy Institute, and a couple of people have done some surveys. You've got estimates that run from a few billion dollars in additional taxes to as high as $15 billion. So at this point, I think it's kind of pick a number. But everybody agrees the cost is going to go up because of taxes and fees.
Congressman, one more question on that before we get to your specific legislation. A lot of folks out there, especially on the left, saying that the right is crying wolf on this. There's not going to be any sort of content regulation. Sounds like what you said before, this certainly opens the door to that. Can you elaborate a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. What will happen now is whether it is packages and pricing or the availability of broadband, you now have given the control over this to the FCC to decide what areas of the country get what speeds, what type businesses have access to what speeds. So instead of an individual or a company negotiating that with their internet service provider and being able to get a speed that suits their needs, they now will have what is assigned to them by the Federal Communications Commission and is charged to them at a rate agreed to with the internet service provider and the FCC with a complete additional layer of taxes. So it allows the FCC to now begin picking winners and losers.
Congressman, I know you're now sponsoring legislation along with North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis because the FCC action, the way you see it, certainly overrides existing state law that you believe ultimately will end up hurting consumers in both of your states. Explain what's going on there.
Right. This is the municipal broadband issue. And what we have happening right now is this issue that is taking place with our cities where the FCC is trying to put grants and money into standing up municipal broadband networks and then allowing these networks to work outside of their footprint. So let's say you have County A that goes in and they work with the FCC and they get a grant that helps them stand up a municipal broadband network. Well, they decide we need more customers on this network. So they go in to adjoining counties, B, C, and D, and they go in and say, hey, we will provide this service for you. What you have then done is to make counties B, C, and D subject to the governing body of County A, and they're going to decide what the price is going to be for those individuals and what type of speed they're going to have for counties B, C, and D. And, of course, with the advent of network neutrality, you're going to see the federal government participating in that. So the legislation that Senator Tillis and I filed yesterday would prohibit these municipal broadband networks from going into these other areas and expanding their footprint. If they want to do it for their own constituents within their footprint, then fine. But it doesn't take the federal government coming in and preempting state law and preempting local law to do that. They have no right to do that, and they ought not to be doing that.
Obviously, the circumstances are different, but is this another example? You're having the debate over Homeland Security, where the president can unilaterally change immigration law right now in connection with the Homeland Security funding. Is this essentially another aspect of that same debate? It's, in other words, if Congress had decided to do this, it's one thing, but a board of five unelected bureaucrats in Washington can't.
Unelected and unaccountable bureaucrats. And they're the ones that are making these decisions. And, yes, it is more of this overreach. And, quite frankly, I think the American people are growing weary of this. And they don't think that one city should be able to override another and get into the broadband business competing with the private sector.
Two quick questions before we let you go. First of all, how fired up are Republicans about confronting what the FCC did on Thursday?
I think they're pretty fired up, and you're going to see us move forward with our legislation. And, of course, I've had the bill that would block net neutrality for about 3.5 years, so it's time to move it forward now so that we can nip this in the bud before they get a chance to put it on the books.
More than likely, of course, that'll pass the House. The question then, can you get the 60 votes in the Senate? That's another issue that's come up with the Homeland Security funding and the immigration aspect that goes along with it. Do you think that there's enough Democrats to get to that magic number? Or has the president's vocal support for what the FCC did made it likely that most of them will probably stay in line?
Well, you know, you don't know until you try. And that's exactly what we have to do. We have to continue to push forward on this.
And we'll certainly be watching. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tennessee Congressman Marsha Blackburn represents her state's 7th Congressional District. She's also vice chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.